This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 568. Which letter closings increase your writing scores?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn some impressive and interesting ways to close your general training letter for the highest writing scores on IELTS.
Hey, Jessica, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Went for a little run this morning in the dog park with Ozzy. It was like a real dog party out there this morning. There were so many dogs because people want to get outside before it's super hot. So,
Yeah,
it was awesome. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I went for a long walk on Sunday all around Boston and I got in like 22,000 steps, which is, I'm in a competition here.
Right.
So I need to get my steps in,
Nice one. So you just walked like all day?
Yeah, like all afternoon. So yeah, feeling good now.
That's awesome. Okay, so are you winning the step competition?
I think I might be, actually.
No way.
Yeah. Awesome. I haven't seen the lineup yet or the comparison, but I think I'm winning. So yay.
You guys should be comparing more often.
I know.
So you like know. I think you're kind of competitive as well. Like, you want to win.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So I'm going to win this thing.
I think I mentioned that James and I went to play laser tag with some friends and we saw that there were some other like adults our age that we thought were like on a date or something. And we're like, that's weird. But then we thought, actually, no, it's not. Cause you would learn a lot about this other person if you went on a first date like that. Like, if that person's competitive like you or not, that's kind of important to know. I don't know. It seemed like a good idea.
Yeah. You certainly, I'm not sure if the two partners have to be the same level of competitiveness, but you certainly learn a lot about them, right? Like you know who the person is.
I think it would be bad if both people were super competitive.
Yeah, I think it's good to like have, one person's a little more laid back, the other person's really competitive. I agree.
Because or else that would just cause a lot of difficulty.
I agree.
All right, awesome. So guys, we are here so you will not have difficulty on your general training task one letter. We got a really good question. There's a lot of really important points that this question brings up about going about the letter strategically, right? Like really thinking about using your words towards getting the highest score in all categories, not just one or two categories, right? We don't want to waste our words in task one. And don't tune out if you're an academic student either, because sure, we're talking about phrases and scoring for task one general, but a lot of this advice is still, applicable to the academic scoring as well. So this is very useful for all task ones today.
Yeah, this is good. Talking about the letter here. So we have a question, right, from a student. Should I go ahead and read it?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I'm not sure if I totally understand the first sentence, but I'm going to try. So the person says, hello, Jessica, can I make a such, what does this mean? Can I make a such closure in a formal request type letter?
Can I make such a closure in a, like, because his examples are after.
Okay, here's what the person is asking about. Are all four sentences necessary and should I break a line between each of them? I think you're going to have to summarize this question because it's a little bit confusing from the outside, to be honest.
It's all right. I got this. All right. So his question is like, does he need to close his formal letter in this way? Okay. So his ideas, this is how he wants to close his letter. If you require any further information, please do not hesitate to contact me at xxx@ymail.com. Looking forward to hearing from you soon. Thanking you kindly, yours, faithfully. So we have like four different closures there. Are they all necessary? What do you think, Lindsay?
Oh, I see. Well, okay. So it's funny because when I was reading this question, I thought this was a student's question to you. And I was thinking to myself, wow, he's kind of redundant. He's sounding a little bit redundant to me at the end as he's closing his letter to you.
So there's your answer, right? It already sounds redundant. Just at first glance, no context, already seems redundant. And it is, guys. Like, we don't need all four of those in any situation, right? Like, real life formal emails or letters, we don't need all four of these. Like,
too much.
If this were just a normal, like, formal letter or email, which of those would you include, do you think?
A formal letter email, for example, in a business context, maybe, or a fancy context. I like, if you require any further information, don't hesitate to contact me. I think that sounds quite professional. That's why I was stumped. I was like, why? The student sounds like a business professional asking you a question. I was really confused.
That would be funny. Like, what would I say? I would email him and be like, I don't understand your first sentence. Can you rephrase?
That's what I was imagining. Exactly.
That'd be a lot of personal attention there. And I don't think that's a real email address either. But yeah, so guys, definitely closing your formal letter, like any formal letter like this. This is a blanket closure. That is fantastic. If you require any further information, please do not hesitate to contact me at blah, 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 right? Stating your email address. So that's great. Now the next one, looking forward to hearing from you soon. I feel like that's a little bit more informal. Mm-hmm. Because it's not a complete sentence, right? It's a phrase, and I wouldn't actually use that in a formal letter, but it's unnecessary. So in the general training letter, guys, we have to think about this strategically, right? Like, what's going to get you the highest score? These closures, these closing sentences don't give you a high score for task. Maybe if they have great vocabulary, they could help your vocab score, right? Or a sentence structure, like, if you require any further information, that conditional sentence, that's great for the grammar. But your task achievement score relies on you giving a lot of information about each bullet point. So the opening, the closing, that does nothing for your task score, right? So that's why I'm saying, like, I feel like it's a waste of time to have a long closing. I usually tell students one sentence opening, one sentence closing, because that's, you know, that's enough. It's a short letter.
Yeah. If you haven't put the meat in the essay by that point, there's not much you can do, right? Jessica, is what we're saying here. The meat is in the bullet points and your answering of the bullet points.
Exactly. So you only have 20 minutes. You need to spend all that time addressing the bullet points, really. And just use, you know, a memorized opening and closing, like the, you know, the closing that we just said. That's great. Just memorize it and use it. Because really where you increase your score is in the body, is in addressing those bullet points. So I recommend that first sentence for sure. And then the looking forward to hearing from you soon. I feel like that's too informal. Thanking you kindly. Again, I feel like that's a little bit too informal. And it's unnecessary. It's just not going to help your score at all. And I don't feel like it's striking the right tone exactly. So that's not going to help either. And then yours faithfully. Now, how do you close a formal letter? I wouldn't say yours faithfully. I know it's recommended as a formal closing, so it's fine. But that's not how I close a formal letter.
Yeah, I would say I like sincerely. I mean, it's kind of common, but I like it. I think it sounds formal and polite and straightforward. This is, you know, this is not about memorizing a bunch of fancy phrases. That's not, like we just said, that's not where we're going to get our task score. It's not going to come from these phrases.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you are looking to immigrate or study abroad, we can help with Three Keys IELTS. Just like Nikolai, who got listening 9, reading 9, speaking 8, and writing 7, helped him on his way to Canada. Get into the Three Keys IELTS success system today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And honestly, guys, I don't think think the examiner even looks at that, whatever, you know, the it's not a salutation, whatever the opposite of salutation is when you sign off the letter. It doesn't matter, you know, just don't say love Jessica. If it's a formal letter, like yours faithfully, sincerely, that's all fine. That's, it doesn't matter for your score. Okay. Now, having said all that, guys, I really try and be flexible, right? Just student to student. What can each person produce in the amount of time? So I think a lot of students, they need that whole 20 minutes to address each bullet point. But however, if you are able to produce 180 words, addressing each bullet point completely in, you know, 10 minutes or whatever, because you're of that high level, then sure, you can add an extra closing sentence. Why not? If you have some amazing vocab to throw in there at the end, go for it. I mean, I'm not going to be super strict and say every single student has to do this one thing, because that would be kind of a bad teacher if I were to say that. So if you have time and you could throw in some extra vocab at the end, go for it. Why not?
Yeah, I love that idea. Yeah, I mean, vocab can be used to strategically increase your score. But again, what are you putting in the essay? What's the content? That's so important. So important.
Yeah, exactly. So I think if we're going to add a sentence here, right? Because I like the idea of looking forward to hearing from you soon, but I don't feel like it's formal enough. Do you think we could rephrase that to make that a little bit more like on that formal tone?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we could just change the first word. We could say, I look forward to hearing from you soon. I think that's a little bit of a cliche and I don't like to use it personally, but it's very common in professional emails. I look forward to hearing from you soon. No problem.
Yeah, just changing that into being a complete sentence, that changes the whole tone of it, right? That makes it a lot more formal. Yeah. Are there any other like formal closings that people use in professional letters? I feel like you write more professional emails than I do.
I'm not sure if I write that many of them these days, right? Everything is so casual nowadays, but
I know that's the tough thing. It's hard to sometimes like strike that right, like really professional tone, just because the line between formal and informal has become so blurred because the pace of stuff is so fast. Like we don't have time to include all these formal words that have no meaning anymore because we're just like, okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow or, you know.
I mean, one thing I like to say, I say, I hope to hear from you soon. That's one thing when I've reached out and I'm not sure whether I'll hear back. That's one, you know, I think that it's professional, but it's also friendly and approachable. That's somewhere in between formal and casual, I'd say.
Yeah, I think that still hits the right tone. When I'm contacting other professionals, right, that are in like the same field of us as us, getting together like for projects and various things, especially if it's the first contact that I'm making with someone, I usually end the letter with like, please do not hesitate to contact me if you have any further questions or comments.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Right? I like adding that to that conditional clause. If you have any further questions or comments, I also like the word queries. That would be nice to use. If you have any further queries about the information presented or about the project proposed, according to what the content is of your letter, please do not hesitate to reach out via social media or at this email or you could extend that a lot of different ways, I feel like.
Yeah. So showing the person how to get back in touch with you could, that could give you guys another chance to show off your vocabulary skills, right? Throw in the vocabulary. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So guys, definitely come back to the blog post for this episode. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 568. I'm going to type out these amazing ideas that Lindsay and I have come up with today. And again, of course, these are for the formal general training letter for task one, but this is stuff you guys can use in your jobs, right? Like in real life, you guys can use this English. So definitely come back to the blog and read the post for this episode.
And remember, guys, in our system, in Three Keys IELTS, we have a version for the general exam and for the academic exam. So no matter which exam you're taking, we can take care of you. We can help you out with that. Okay. Jessica, where should they go to get in there?
Yes. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And guys, you can see these testimonials from so many students who took the general exam, got scores higher than they needed, got those extra points for the express immigration to Canada. You know, we have students living in Canada now with their families, have moved to Australia, continued their lives in New Zealand. So many stories of these general training candidates that are done with IELTS and on to those bigger dreams.
Yeah, what a good feeling, right? You guys want to get past this. You don't want to be jumping around the internet trying to figure out who you can trust where, you know, 3 months from now, you could be done. By the fall, you could be beyond IELTS and moving on with your life. What a good feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We want you guys to experience that. We are here to help you get there. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
All right, we're out of here for today. Good to talk about the general exam today, Jessica.
Yeah. We don't do this enough. We'll do it more.
I know, that's true. All right, we'll see you soon. Take care.
All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.